listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to this extended portion of Full Power Living today, where we're going to offer you the opportunity to ask your own burning questions and get answers from your own higher self, something that's facilitated by my friend, Sonia Rechnitzer. So for the coming half hour, you're invited to call toll-free 888-498-0570 to ask your questions of Sonia. That's 888-498-0570. And what kinds of questions can you ask? Whatever is burning inside of you, whether it's regarding work or relationships or love or relationship with your children, something that you're afraid of or obsessing about, ask the questions that really matter to you. And the one thing I want you to remember is that you can do the same thing that Sonia will be doing. I've been learning it. You can do that also, and we'll be talking with you about courses. We have one coming up November 9th and 10th in San Francisco called Profound Parenting, Success Beyond Belief. And you can get a discount. I'll tell you later in the show about how you can get a discount on that. But for now, if you want to find out more about Sonia, it's accessinguniversalintelligence.com, accessinguI.com. Sonia is a wife, mother of two, the author, she wrote Natural Pain-Free Birth, A Soul's Journey to Earth, and she's co-founder of the Universal Intelligence Group. She is dedicated to connecting people with their inner genius and the universal intelligence, and she shows people how to move past their limiting beliefs. We were just talking about that last hour, that hold them back from achieving greatness in all areas of life. So, Sonia Rechnitzer, welcome once again to Full Power Living and your question and answer session.
Thank you, Eileen. It's great to be back.
Yeah. Yeah. You've renewed your Australian accent by going back to Australia for a few weeks. That's great.
Oh, am I sounding more Aussie than ever?
I love it. I love it. I really do. Okay, so one of the quotes that we just talked with Rana Prince, she produced a film called The Sacred Journey of the Heart, and there was a quote in there that I thought you'd like, that Deki found for us. The children on the planet are asking us to wake up. The way in which we've been serving them before is no longer working. They want to express in a way that has no boxes and limitations because they know who they came here to be. How can we reflect back to our children that they're magnificent? We can't do that by being small. We can't do that pretending we are less than. We can't do that running from emotions. We must model for them holistic living. You like that?
Ah, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And totally underlines what we're doing and what you're doing with the Profound Parenting Program of making sure that the parents are connected so they can allow their children to thrive and live their life's purpose. That's just perfect.
Speaking of that, it looks like our first caller is a child of Deki, Nima.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. It's wonderful that you called in. I've known Nima since you were an infant, and you're a big grown-up woman now. It's really great. I love the way this works. What's your question of Sonia, Nima?
My question is, am I accomplishing in this lifetime what I should be accomplishing at this point, or am I off track at all?
That's a wonderful question. Nima, your higher self is very excited. You've got big things that you're here for in this lifetime, and she says you're absolutely on track. Don't feel that you're, veering too far off track, but there is a lot more to come. It's a huge purpose that you've come here with, and you've only seen about 20% of it so far, she says. So she says to keep going with what you're doing and stay passionate It's really important for you to stay passionate. The minute
right.
that this is a really good gauge for you, the minute you find yourself kind of feeling a bit flat or losing interest, that's where you start to head a little bit into the brush in terms of your path.
Yeah.
So to stay solidly on path is just stay with what you're passionate about, and that will keep guiding the way for you.
Sounds good. Excellent.
Do you want to ask anything really specific? It feels like you've got a quite specific current question that I could help you with also. Without putting you on the spot, you know, if you can't think of it, that's totally cool.
No, it was. I guess what the question came from was the feeling of, am I being present enough emotionally with people around me? It's always my focus to be more present, you know, do what I, you know, that really what we're down here to do, you know, help people awaken, you know? So, that's about as specific as I can get right now.
Yeah, the answer is yes. You're actually doing very well in your interaction with others. What your higher self would like to see is for you to be a little more present with yourself. She'd like to see you take more time out each day to focus on your own growth.
Sounds good. Sounds like you're both in
agree. Yeah, and that's really going to put fuel in the fire of others as well. So you'll be really much more leading by example and creating amazing things in your life so that others get even more inspired than they already are by you.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks
awesome.
For your call.
Well done. Good luck.
Thanks. I don't feel like I'm going to need it, but thank you. I feel very inspired and very on track. So thank you very much.
Great. Thanks
awesome.
For calling,
You're
Nina.
Welcome. Can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, okay, so our next caller, Sonia, is Lynette, who is also from California.
Hi, hello. I had
whereabouts in California are you, Lynette?
I come from Richmond, California.
Which is in Northern California.
I don't know why I asked. I don't know that many places.
That's in Northern California, near me.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now I've got
San Francisco Bay Area.
Beautiful.
The question The question I had was that I had participated in a healing recently, and the person came up with the comment that I was feeling very unsupported in my life, and that brought up a huge amount of emotion for me that I was really not expecting to have. And I've thought a lot about that statement since I had that healing, and I was just wondering if you can tune into anything and tell me how I work with that or how that's affecting me every day.
Yeah. Are you experiencing troubles in your back as well, or is that what the healing
Not
is for?
Really. No, it was just kind of a generalized healing.
Interesting. Yeah, because I'm feeling that there's like an ongoing sort of a dull ache that's happening for you there in your back, which... It's like you're not as limber as well, at least as your higher self would like. But, look, what the message from your higher self with regards to the feeling of support is that you do tend to look around you for, without wanting to use the word support again, it's like for validation and creation. It's when you're foraging out to create new things, when you're being at the helm of your life, being the pioneer of your life, you do tend to look around you to see who's there to support, who's there believing in you. And what your higher self wants to show you is that really all there is in life is you. And that can sound kind of really scary, and that's where that emotion comes from, is the realization that in the end, this is your life, your universe. You know, everything that's happening in your life is seen through your eyes. It's like we all have our own universe that we're seeing through our own eyes. And therefore, the only support that can really be meaningful to you is your own support of yourself. So what's really showing up there is an intrinsic, it's going to sound a little bit harsh, but an intrinsic lack of self-belief, which isn't something that's necessarily... that obvious. It's actually quite subtle because you do have a strong connection with yourself, you have a strong connection with what you're doing, but there's this always underlying small amount of doubt that stops everything from just flourishing to the level that it could be and should be flourishing. It's like you deserving with your skills and abilities in this lifetime, with the amount of warmth and kindness that you bring, you're deserving of far greater success and a flourishing of your projects than what is currently happening. And that's just
wow.
there from that, just that small amount of lack of self-belief that's always the undercurrent. It's always underneath there, just slowly undermining everything that's going on in that subtle way.
Very interesting.
Ring any bells to you?
Yeah, I think that says a lot because, of course, feeling unsupported, I'm feeling it around me from other people, but what you say is really right on. I mean, ultimately, you have to, you know, fix it for yourself, and I don't think I do that very well.
Yeah, and you know,
but I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah, and what you really, to help you just to move forward in that, is that the feeling that you get once you start to believe in yourself, you no longer feel alone. And all of a sudden you start to realize that people around you are supporting you more because they're believing in what you do because you're believing in what you do because you're believing in you. So really the only thing you need to focus on right now is just your self-belief. And that's really, if that's really easy to kick up a notch, you know, I mean, you can certainly chat to Eileen or jump on accessingyour.com. Our very first workshop, which is free online, or you can attend live in person if you're near the San Francisco area, and definitely book yourself into the course on the 9th and 10th of November, because the one of the very first things we do is teach you how to find your self-belief and strengthen it and bring it in from the universe so that you can really move forward from that very powerful space. And then you'll realize you're never alone because you're always with you, the real you. You know, and from that you'll attract the most amazing people into your life.
Wow. Thank you. That's very, very helpful. And I will use that information.
I'm glad you called.
You're most welcome.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Lynette.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
She's going to be so powerful, Eileen.
She is already. Of course, I do know her, and she's a wonderful, wonderful human being. I'm so glad that she got the encouragement. It's interesting to listen, you know, for how the soul can unfold. We actually have two more callers, so we have to keep zipping here.
All right, let's zip.
Zip. Okay, Z from New Mexico.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you. It's nice to hear you.
Thanks. And I have to shout out to Nima. I love you. I had an amazing set. Am I speaking clearly too far, too close from the phone?
Go back
a
little bit.
I can hear you well.
Yeah, you're blasting it just a little bit. Just
hold
it away
from
you just a little bit.
Okay, I'll back off a little. Is it better?
Much better, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I had an amazing healing session with Deki a couple of days ago, and it came to the same thing that Lynette was talking about, focusing on self-belief. And I, like Lynette, have worked very hard to get to this place in my life, this physical place on the mountain, this point in my growth. And now I feel like I'm kind of in, I'm not in limbo, I'm pushing forward with everything that I know I can do, but I'm still feeling a little ungrounded, and I'm not seeing results like I was hoping to see. And I'm finding that focusing on self-belief, and I will come to the free session in November. I'll tune in because I'm not leaving New Mexico. Is turning out to be more complicated than I know how to do. And in the session with Deki, she said, well, just let your higher self, or in my case it was Bigger Z, put that out as a constant cycle, and then just trust that it will cycle more completely. She didn't say it quite like that. That's my interpretation. And I just, I guess for me, it would be absolutely fabulous if, in addition to, if you can address that, you could talk a little bit about a guy named Joe, who I'm crazy about and don't know if I should be holding out hope for greater development, although it seems like it's going that way.
Okay,
I'm going to stop.
I'm going to stop you right there because we've got other people in the queue, and Sonia needs a chance to give you some response. We want you to get something from this.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. So the first thing that came through there as you were talking is, rather than waiting for the 9th and 10th of November, jump online to accessingui.com and get yourself, register for the recording, the free recording of the week one inner knowing module, which does a self-belief exercise, which will really, really help you. And you might start saying, do that at least 4 times a day. That will bring some physical action into your life with regards to self-belief. This will also be helpful for the Lynette as well. Oh, and anyone listening, it's just a wonderful exercise. And so that will get you focused in on your self-belief so that you're really present and accountable for creating self-belief in your life. The exercise that Becky's giving you feels like it's working in the background, but you just need to be consciously aware of it, and that exercise will really help. With regards to the relationship that you're talking about, honestly, it feels like there's someone closer matched out there for you, and you're holding out for this relationship is stopping the flow. As you grow, you're on a real growth spurt at the moment spiritually and in your projects, and you're about to uncover a whole bunch of great things if you can get this self-belief kicking into gear for you. And you've got greater opportunities out there than what you're currently giving yourself credit for. So it feels like the message is simply stop looking behind. Just let relationships go. Let go of all attachments and just watch what comes in. It could be the same person on a new level, or it could be someone brand spanking new.
Oh, that's great. You've answered my question so perfectly. I could not have imagined it better.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's wonderful, Z. Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome.
It's a great opportunity. So now we have Bobbles from California. I'm glad to hear from you.
Good. My question is as follows. I am a professional. I have been in a profession for many, many years, and I had an injury in the military some years ago, and that left me with episodes of chronic back pain. I tolerated that throughout my professional career, but gradually as I got older, the back pain began to get worse, and it's not disabling, but it interfered a lot with my work. And finally, I decided in my early 70s that it was time to retire from my profession, which I did. And now I'm retired, and I'm supposed to be living the life of leisure. But what I've got now is increase in my back pain, which doesn't respond to various treatments, including physical therapy and medications, and also the specter of retirement. I am not feeling at peace, and how do I increase my sense of peace and love while I'm having back pain and going through a retirement syndrome? So any advice or suggestions would be helpful in those regards.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sure. Look, the strongest images that continue to come as you were speaking were images of nature and of being out and about and journeying and traveling in nature. Now, I really get the sense that that's difficult with the pain that you're experiencing. And so it feels like baby steps are necessary in this regard. But your back pain is exacerbated by feelings of being cooped up, of being driven hard all your life, and now not being able to enjoy it. There's this real underlying resentment of now that these glory years that should be there to be enjoyed can't be because of the pain. So emotionally, what there is to work on is is that resentment, but it feels like physically is a good way to start, of actually getting out and about into nature just a little bit each day, enjoying breathing it in, especially focusing on being in the sun. And I'm seeing grass. Like, for a lot of people, it seems that trees are very healing, but for you, it feels like a gentle walk on a large lawn, on a well-kept lawn. That's the kind of thing that's going to be nurturing for you. If it's not too cold to do with your shoes off, that would be fantastic to really allow the earth to ground you. And it's like it will bring a smile to your face, putting your face into the sun and having your feet in the grass. And slowly, as that emotional pain dissipates, that back pain will also start to heal. And it can be a longer process, and that's why I say baby steps. You're going to really need to stick with it. Spend longer amounts in nature as you can each day, just as long as you can. And then as you progress, being able to journey to different parts of the state and of the country and experience beautiful nature, that's what's ultimately going to be healing for you. It's your higher self telling you your retirement is there to enjoy the world around you and to be out in it. But not to go and see the wonders that humans have constructed, but the wonders that have always been there on this planet. So really, I mean, to get around to the seven wonders of the world will be a wonderful project. It's kind of like create yourself a little nature bucket list, so to speak, and make that your project. But start small and just build up as you feel you can with the pain that you experience. And one day you'll turn around, you'll notice that it's gotten much better.
Boy, that's amazing. Sounds like a wonderful suggestion. As you were speaking about nature, I was thinking back some months ago when I was invited by my daughters to come to the beach with them. And I was having so much back pain, I initially was not interested in doing it, but they twisted my arm. I went to the beach, and my back pain actually got better after that.
Yeah.
So I sound like I have always been connected to beaches and ocean, but I'm going to do what you said. It sounds marvelous.
Beach and ocean also feels good, but definitely big, lush, green lawns is what your body wants right now.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much.
If you get the opportunity to go to the beach, then definitely go.
Okay.
Thank you so much for
your
call.
Thank you.
All righty. So now, that was great. I could just see that. Dakey once suggested that for me, Sonia, to take my shoes off and connect with the earth. So that's really nice. Now, we had...
isn't that fun?
Wow, Sonia, you've done it again. That's really great. Do you have anything you want to say about these readings before I make the announcement and close out?
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful assortment, too. We had a bit of everything, which was really great. But, you know, it was really fantastic. What I felt is that each person, hopefully, from what I felt, really has something that they can go away and get stuck into now. But what I'm feeling is for them to stay connected with you and the show, because as they start to progress with, you know, what they learned today, this is one little message that they've had in their life that they can now implement. But if they stay connected with you, you can do what I can do. They could gain so much by regularly tuning in with you and getting some personal advice on how to move forward, because, you know, this is what our mentor program really does, is it gives people access to people like yourself that can just keep them moving in the right direction. And people's lives have changed in massive amounts in just short periods of time because they get that regular input. So I would really encourage, I'm really feeling that from these four callers today, that they would really benefit from staying in contact with yourself and with Aiki to just keep their lives in forward momentum.
Great. Thank you for that. And one of the ways they can stay in contact with you also is that we've set up additional Q&A calls, one for October 17th that will be like this one. It'll be 10 to 10:30. And then one right before Thanksgiving on November 21st, and then you'll have an entire hour. and we'll have a Q&A fest.
Yeah, if people can keep their questions short like you suggested, then maybe we can even get through more people.
Right. Well, I'll make that comment next time. Let me also mention to people, again, that you and Daniel, your husband Daniel Recknitzer, are planning to do a Profound Parenting Success Beyond Belief workshop on the 9th and 10th of November in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn in Fisherman's Wharf area. So,
yes.
And I'm looking forward to that. So if you can attend, you need to sign up before September 28th and use my first name, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, to get a 25% discount on the cost. So to sign up, go to Accessing UI, Accessing Universal Intelligence, accessinguI.com, and click on Workshops and scroll down and you'll find November 9 and 10 Profound Parenting course. So I will just say, Sonia, that yes, I've done the training with you in doing this mentoring, and I see magnificent shifts in myself, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to tune into yourself or someone else and actually give them a pathway that they can go on when they're in pain. And I see Dakey opening up with that too. It brings joy to you as well as helping the other person. And it's really great on that level.
Ah, it's awesome, isn't it? And I think as well, people that attend the Profound Parenting course will find the same thing in working with their children. You know, they're improving their own life magnificently, but they're creating that path for their children to really flourish and really self-parent a lot more.
Uh-huh.
And you know, be in alignment with their own higher selves as well. And, you know, the parents that have worked with this just love it so much because they're growing, their kids are growing, and they're creating a whole new paradigm in their family. It's just wonderful. But I wanted to mention as well that, you know, this course is not just for parents too. You know, as you said, it's a Profound Parenting and Success Beyond Belief course. So anyone that attends will, you know, learn how to connect with their higher self to get their own messages for how to keep their life in good stead.
Right.
And also how to remove their limiting beliefs that hold them back. So it's a really wonderful thing to attend. And then you've got mentors like Eileen and Dakey to help you along the way, every step holding your hand. And for those of you that are interested in becoming mentors, it is the best job in the world. We can all attest to that.
Right. And I also want to comment that last month we had Kathleen on, and she was saying, well, my kids are grown. Well, mine are too. Mine are 43 and 36 and 25. And it works with them as well. Plus, if you have grandchildren, it's absolutely amazing. I've had such a wonderful time talking with my granddaughter, and it's really created a connection between us that I just love. So, and there's live streaming on the internet for November 9th and 10th also, is there not, if people are like in New Mexico and don't want to travel to San Francisco right then?
Absolutely,
yeah.
That worked really well. We did that for the first time in our last LA event, and that worked beautifully. We had people even from not just New Mexico, but Mexico itself tuning in. We had someone from Canada and someone from Europe tuning into that, and they had great connection, were able to follow on beautifully themselves in the comfort of their own home. So absolutely, when you're logging into that and registering for that live event, just shoot us through an email to say that you won't be attending live, but you would like to attend the stream, and we'll make sure you get that information.
Okay. Don't forget, by the 28th of this month, use my name, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, for your discount, which you'll like because it's 25%. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Why pay full price? Hey, get in early. Be an early bird. The early bird catches the worm.
All right. Well, Sonia, once again, it's been an absolute delight. I'm glad you got back from Australia happily, and I hope you had a really great time going home. You've been working really hard to offer people this message that you've shared with us today. So thank you for your time, And I look forward to doing this again with you on October 17th. Dakey, you're on the line. Do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you so much, Sonia. It's wonderful to be with you.
Oh, it's so wonderful to. I felt your presence during the call. Thanks for joining us. I'm really looking forward to seeing both of you again when we return up to San Francisco. I love it in San Francisco. It's one of my favorite places.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, welcome back to the continent.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, so it's time for us to end now. I'm Eileen Dillon, the host of Full Power Living, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.